KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa has delivered the eulogy at the funeral service of struggle stalwart Duma Nokwe.
We are here to receive you as your comrades, as your compatriots to the free South Africa of your dreams.
The party's youngest ever Secretary General died at the age of 50 while in exile in Zambia in 1978. The remains of the activist, which were repatriated last year, will today be reburied in West Park Cemetery in Johannesburg. Yesterday, the president conferred a posthumous title of senior counsel on the human rights lawyer. Ramaphosa paid tribute to Nokwe a short while ago at a special official funeral in Randburg.
He sought to persuade, to empower and to inspire with his words, his prowess and his ability to convince. He was known for his humility and understanding, for his integrity and unyielding commitment to the cause of humanity. It is incumbent, therefore, on us, the living, to ensure that the legacy of Duma Nokwe continues to live.
And Transport Minister Barbara Creasy says a 17 billion rand concession contract has been issued by Transnet to five private sector partners. It's meant to fund, construct and operate several liquid bulk terminals at the port of Richards Bay. Creasy says joint initiatives increase freight volumes to 161 million tonnes per annum in March, adding that it's an improvement on past performance. She says government's targeting 220 million tonnes by 2030.
I want to emphasize there's a massive growth in rail reform. Significant work that the Transport Broad-Based Economic Empowerment Charter Council is doing. I would want to say that this is the first area where I would invite the council to align with the long-term vision of the ministry.
And abroad, UK police, who arrested American singer Chris Brown over assault earlier this week, have charged a second man. Omolulu Akinlolu, a US national, has been charged with causing grievous bodily harm and will soon appear at Manchester Magistrates Court. Yesterday, Chris Brown was remanded in custody until next month. The charges stem from the same assault that allegedly took place at a venue in London in 2023. And back home, there's a mix of partly cloudy conditions and clear skies across KZN tomorrow. Durban's reaching a high of 26 degrees. Pietermaritzburg, Ladysmith and Margate 25. Richards Bay and Ulundi 28. Mooi River 23. Newcastle 24. And Kokstad and Underberg 22. Sea swells at the Durban beach reach a high of 2 metres tomorrow morning with sunrise at 25 to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.